Now, Moses is encouraging these people. Listen to him in verse 6. He says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them." He's speaking now of the Amorites and of the enemies, the many tribes that are there in the land. He says, "Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And you'll find that Moses again and again is encouraging this new generation to cross over. Why do you think he's encouraging them? Well, he had the experience of leading their fathers, the past generation, the Kadesh Barnea, and he saw them all turn yellow and run back into the wilderness. And Moses now is encouraging this new generation to go on in. God will lead them into the land. And find that he now calls Joshua. Notice this, verse 7. "And Moses called unto Joshua, and he said unto him in the sight of all Israel." And this was great, and this was as it should be. "Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it." Now he encourages Joshua, and through him encourages the people again. And then he says in verse 8, "The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." That's the thing actually Isaiah had to learn. You remember in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, he said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne." Poor old Isaiah, you know, thought Uzziah's been a good king. He's dead now and things are going to the bow wows. Going to be bad. Another king will be raised up. And what did he find out when he went into the temple? He found out God was still on the throne. That the real king of Israel and Judah, he wasn't sick. He was still on the throne. He hadn't died at all. And I'm afraid that this idea today God is dead is really very bad information. It's been used before. And here God will go before them into the land. Now, verse 9, "And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto the elders of the people." Now, you remember at the beginning, we made the statement, it says Moses spoke these words. And you have there about 8 orations in the book of Deuteronomy. But they were written out now, you see. Moses wrote this law. And as we said, this was the beginning of the attack that was made against the Bible. It began in the Grafvelhausen hypothesis that Deuteronomy was written by the priests. Later on, and not written by Moses at all, and the original argument was that writing was not in existence in Moses' day. And friends, it was in existence in Moses' day. In fact, it goes way back of Moses, but that theory is still around, and it's called liberalism, one time called modernism, and of course there was nothing modern about it. Now, even at this time, though they're going to enter the land, you would think that God wouldn't take them in if there was a chance of them failing. And yet he tells Moses here that's exactly what's going to happen. When they get in the land, they're going to turn their backs on God. You know, God knows human nature, knows your being and my being. Why, friends, we'd walk away from him in the next 10 minutes if he didn't keep us close to himself.